Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Coach. New season, new chinos. What's going on?
There must be a thousand ants in here. They've probably been here all damn summer. Oh, jeez, Luther.
Hey, the gang's all here.
Ooh, great chinos, dog.
Would you look at these?
Ooh, donuts. Is your coffee?
They're not fresh, Luther. They must be 3 months old.
I don't care.
They got mold all over them.
Well, since when are you a health nut?
We've been over and over this, Luther. You eat in here, you eat in a team room. There's ants all over the place. I hate ants.
Why do you stand on mice?
All right, that's it. From now on, no more eating down here. Do you hear me, Luther?
Well, this is just great. I'm not here 2 minutes. Already you're yelling at me. And over what? A couple of crumbs, a couple of ants, and a dead mouse. Big deal. Some crisis. Ants and a mouse. Big deal. Big deal.
I bet this summer we canned every fruit and vegetable in the whole state of Minnesota.
There's my two can-can girls.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, pretty spiffy, huh?
What's the occasion?
Well, they want me to wear this on the first night of my TV show.
You need a suit to sit around talking about football?
Oh, this little football thing's developed into a big deal, Kelly. They want to premiere it on Saturday night in prime time. They want to give me a prime time image.
I think you look great.
Yeah, well, there's one part of the image I'm not too sure about, but you're my family. I know you'll tell me the truth and not make me feel, you know, self-conscious.
Oh, God, they gave you a hairpiece?
No, and thank you very much. They gave me a purse. What do you think? Well, that's that.
Not so fast. I think the purse makes you look very sophisticated.
You don't think it makes me look confused?
Dad, I think you're gonna knock him dead Saturday night.
Hey, yeah, how about your old man, huh, honey? Got his own TV show. Not many people can say that.
Well, I don't mean to change the channel, but I'm gonna start dinner. Kelly, are you staying?
Well, I'd love to, but I've got a class in a couple hours. I gotta get home and start bleaching my hands. Bye, Dad.
Hey, bye, Kel.
So, what do you feel like eating?
Wouldn't happen to have a jar of steak handy, would you? Well, I know I must be in trouble. You'd never treat your jars that way.
I just didn't need to hear about how successful you are on television when I can't get a job.
Honey, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. I mean, here I am doing backflips about my success and my own TV show when I should be coming home and sharing in all the excitement you got going here. I mean, with your jellies and stuff, you know? I guess I don't even know how to apologize to you anymore.
No, I'm the one who should apologize. Things are going great for you, and because I'm so depressed, you can't even enjoy it.
I'm enjoying the hell out of it. Hey, I got an idea. What do you say we go out to dinner?
I don't want to go out.
Oh, come on, it would be fun.
I don't want to.
Why?
Because I feel terrible. I look terrible. Dragging around 10 pounds of peach weight from all this stupid canning. My life is just a mess.
Oh, honey, come on. You're beautiful, you're talented, intelligent. This is just a slump. You're going to pull out of it.
Oh. Hey, look, would you mind very much if we just stayed in for a while and didn't see anybody?
No, honey, that'd be fine.
Hey,
Hey, Luth. Jeez, Dob, you almost gave me a heart attack.
Luth, you know what Coach said about eating in the office?
I know. I don't care. I'm 59 years old. Since I'm in the third grade, I started each day with a jelly donut and a cup of coffee. And I'm not going to stop now just because Hayden Fox doesn't like ants and vermin.
It's the word to the wise.
Yeah, well, you're talking to the wrong guy.
Hey, Hayden, how's it going?
Don't you guys have something to do?
Oh, I could go check the field for practice.
Yeah, make sure that mud's dry, Dob. I don't want any injuries out there.
Yeah.
I swear, if I didn't light a fire into that kid, he'd sit around all day. Hayden, I've known you for 22 years. By now, I can read you like a book. I mean, I don't even need words. I can sense what's going on. You're still upset about the ants, aren't you?
No. Christine.
You're kidding.
Yeah, life's in the toilet, and there's nothing I can do to cheer her up.
Have you tried food?
No, food's not going to work. On top of everything else, she thinks she's getting fat. Oh, I got to think of something to turn her life around, you know?
Look, something big. Let me think. Something big. Bigger than food.
This is too big.
Oh, great. What is it?
Oh. All right. Marry her.
What?
Marry her. You've talked about it for a long time. I mean, that's big.
Oh, come on, Luther. Get serious.
I am serious.
I thought something big I was going to take her, you know, like for a weekend in St. Paul or maybe to a foreign film, you know? And this is gigantic.
You love her, don't you?
Well, of course I love her.
And you like living with her, don't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, she's depressed all the time, but you know, it's going well.
Okay. If you love her and you like living with her, then you should get married.
I don't know. You could be onto something. Known each other for 8 years. We've been committed for 5. Engaged for 2. I mean, maybe it's time to make a move.
Oh.
Here's an idea.
She comes with us on the road to the Wisconsin game, okay? She's in the stands, all rosy-cheeked and beaming. During the post-game interview, you get a camera on her. She won't be self-conscious by the way because she's under a big coat. You set the date on the air. She says yes, and she's thrilled because she's getting married, and she's back on television again. It'll be just like when Ahmad Rashad proposed to that Felicia, Cosby. Oh. Is your room spinning? I got another idea. Oh. After the game, you and Christine fly to Las Vegas and get married that night.
No, Vegas? Oh. Christine's not going to go for Vegas.
Yeah, it's the only place you can do it one day.
I'm going to do it, Luth.
Oh, great! Here's another great idea.
Oh, this is the best part. Don't tell her you're gonna do it. Make the whole thing a surprise.
Wow. Luth, you're a genius. I mean, a genius or a madman?
A both. Where are you going?
I'm gonna go home and try to convince Christine to come to Wisconsin with us.
Okay.
Man.
Hey!
You really are a genius, Luth.
Well, just had a good day.
Thanks, good buddy.
Genius handshake. Wow.
just don't want to go to Wisconsin.
Maybe this would be a good time for me to leave.
No, stay.
Hayden, I know what you're trying to do, and thank you, but I really would rather just stay around the house.
Why?
I hate the way I look, I hate the way I feel, and I don't want to be around a lot of people who are going to ask me why I'm not on the news
anymore. But you're going to a football game. How many news fans are you going to run into?
Really, I don't mind leaving.
No, stay! Honey, listen, I guarantee you, a weekend you're never going to forget.
I really would rather stay home, watch the game on TV, and get a jump on my broccoli.
Why the hell won't you let me do anything for you?
I am fine. I'm fine. You don't have to do anything for me. Just leave me alone.
Well, where are you going?
Into town to get some more jars.
I'll go.
No, stay.
Maybe you should take her away on a weekend when she's feeling better.
Kelly, you don't understand. I was going to set the marriage date with her this weekend.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. You're finally getting married?
Oh, yeah, honey. I had this big thing planned, you know, at the stadium with her in the stands. It's going to be on TV and everything.
Oh, that is so sweet. That is so romantic.
Well, it would have been, but now the pain in the butt's not going.
And the final score, Minnesota State 38, Wisconsin 17.
I'm standing on the sidelines with Minnesota State coach Hayden Fox. That's quite a game today, coach.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough to win on the road, Bob, but we got a lot of hits from Henderson. Our offense really exploded. I'm really proud of these guys and looking forward to a great season.
And not all on the field, I understand.
Well, that's right, Bob. My fiancée, Christine Armstrong, was unable to make it to the game today, but I know she's watching at home on TV. I just want to say, Christine, honey, I love you madly. I know we've had a long engagement. It's time to do something about it, sweetheart. So, listen, what do you say we fly out to Las Vegas tomorrow and get married, honey? And I want an answer now, sweetheart, so you just go to the cabin window and look outside. I got another surprise for you.
Oh, my God.
Can we go to a commercial?
Hey, we don't have time for this. Your TV show starts in an hour.
I don't care. I'm not leaving until I at least try to make things right.
Christine, honey. Christine! Oh, darn, she's gone.
Luth, I'm telling you, this is a mess. I'm going to go grab my suit, and then we got to find her.
Find her? Remember a little thing called the Hayden Fox Show? Well, I'm pretty sure they expect Hayden Fox to be there. Besides, how in the world are we going to find her? It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. I don't even know where to start.
She's probably in her apartment.
That's a pretty safe bet.
Now, here's what we do. We drive up to Minneapolis. You drop me off at Christine's and go on to the studio and stall him while I make up with her.
Stall him? Stall him? How am I going to stall him? It's a 9 o'clock show, Hayden. I can't stall. 9 o'clock. It's going to come no matter what I say.
Listen, I don't care. I'm not leaving until I make sure everything's okay with her. Now, let's go.
Is it always going to be this complicated? Is it always going to be this crazy?
Luther, I hurt the woman I'm going to marry. I have to make it right.
I meant with us.
Christine, honey, it's me.
Go away.
Oh, come on, Christine. I want to talk to you.
Why don't you hold a press conference and tell me when it's going to be on?
Now, come on, I know I made a big mistake, but I was just trying to help you over some rough times. If I go away, how can I help you? Hey, if it's going to make you feel better, you know, I guess I'll leave.
Good. Leave.
I'm not leaving.
Hayden.
Christine, come on, you got to hear me out.
No, you hear me out. You humiliated me on live television. My face was green. My hands were green. I was wearing your sweatpants. And I was retaining a lot of water. What were you thinking? Where did you even get such an insensitive, misguided, half-assed idea?
Luther?
Come on. I have a key, Christine. Look, come on, I'm not going to leave. I can't stand to see us this way.
Christine, look, I know, I'm really sorry that whole TV thing backfired. I mean, how the heck did I know when that TV crew got there that you wouldn't look as terrific as you used to?
Would you like to rephrase that?
I'd give my left arm to.
Let's just put the public humiliation aside for just a second. Did it ever occur to you that setting our wedding date was a big occasion? Maybe something that I'd like to do privately, perhaps over a dinner, just the two of us?
But, honey, you don't eat anymore, remember? I mean, I was just trying to do something big to cheer you up.
Oh, so now you're marrying me just to cheer me up?
No, it's not like that, Christine. I swear I never do anything to cheer you up.
Oh, yeah? Then why now? Why set the date when I'm just a jar of plums away from the funny farm?
I never would have asked you to get married if I wasn't ready, and living with you all summer has made me ready.
Oh, come on. I've been a monster all summer.
Yeah, I know. And you'd think I'd be headed for the hills, but listen, when I came home to the cabin tonight and you weren't there, I felt like I got kicked in the gut, Christine. I mean, it's been months since I came home to an empty house, you know? There wasn't even one of those little notes that said, gone for jars. I don't want to come home to an empty house ever again. Christine, I love you. I want you to be my wife.
So, you really want to get married? You're not just doing this because I'm miserable.
No, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. If you're miserable, I want to be miserable with you. I want us to be miserable together. That's how I know in my heart we're ready for marriage. Now, that one I know I said right. Honey, come on, you're not going to flip out on me, are you?
You know what? I think I just fell in love with you all over again.
You ready to marry me?
Yes. I'm ready. Oh, I hate it. Oh. I can't believe it. We're really getting married.
Mr. and Mrs. Hayden Wilbur Fox.
Not tomorrow, okay? I don't want to rush this, and I really don't want to get married in Las Vegas.
Oh, heck, we don't have to do it in Las Vegas. You just name the place, that's where we'll do it.
Kentucky.
Kentucky?
Yes. So, Hayden, ever since I was a little girl, I've always dreamt of getting married at my parents' house in Kentucky. You know, I can see the house, and I can hear the music, and I can smell the flowers. I could practically feel the dress on me. I mean, everything would just be perfect.
Well, does Kentucky have a law like Vegas where you can do it quickie?
No. I don't want to do it quickie. I want to plan this. And I want to lose 10 pounds.
Well, when would that be?
We'll do it on your first break. God knows I'm free. How is Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving would be great. I've always wanted a reason to like that holiday. We'll do it Thanksgiving in Kentucky. We'll do whatever you want.
I love you. And now I'm going to start making up for a lousy summer. I know I've neglected you.
Well, you've been busy with your vegetables.
Oh. Yeah, but see, I neglected your lips. And I neglected your neck.
Oh. Yeah, well, you practically abandoned my little earlobes.
Well, I think it's about time for me to get reacquainted with each and every part of your body.
Oh, I know they've all missed you.
Live from Minneapolis, it's the Hayden Fox Show. Sitting in for Coach Fox, defensive coordinator Luther Van Dam.
Hayden? Hayden?